Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. George was in a panic about his business, which was doing badly. At night, he'd awake in a pool of sweat, terrified that he wouldn't be able to pay his employees. His thoughts spun. He'd lose his business, his house, his wife would leave him. And the more he worried, the more he lost sleep. So in the morning, he'd be exhausted, couldn't think clearly. His blood pressure was way too high, and he was gaining unwanted pounds. What could he do? Millions of Americans struggle with insomnia. And unless you have diagnosed a sleep disorder, you have solutions. George was my client, and I'll share with you what changed his life and restored his health to the point that he was able to completely turn his business around. I'm Peggy Silfan, a personal development coach. I'm trained by world masters in Eastern and Western traditions, so I share with you a blend of ancient wisdom teachings and modern science and technology. So, sleep is critical for surviving and thriving. Good sleep reduces stress, improves immune function, lowers blood pressure, and improves mood. Sleep is perhaps most important for the normal functioning of the brain, and it's highly correlated to mental as well as physical health. Lack of sleep disconnects you from the prefrontal cortex of the brain. This is the place of judgment and decision-making. Sleep deprivation also creates hunger, cravings, blood sugar imbalances that eventually increase prediabetes, type 2 diabetes. Researchers have determined that most people need between 7 to 9 hours of sleep to feel fully rested. Just take a moment to think about those two times of year in the U.S. when the clocks are changed by an hour, just 1 hour, and it can throw off your performance, not just the next day, but for the entire week. I know when I'm sleep deprived, I am foggy brain. My tolerance for annoying people or even personal pain drops in half. I crave more carbs to power me through. I'm more irritable, but I recognize when I haven't had enough sleep, so I make sure I take a break in the afternoon to practice what I'll share with you a little bit later in this episode. Most important ingredient for falling asleep easily is activating the relaxation response. This is a physiological process that calms both body and mind. It requires reducing stress and anxiety, quieting that monkey mind filled with pounding negative thoughts and fears. But first things first, to fall asleep comfortably, you need a conducive environment. Eliminate loud noises, keep the room dark and cool, make sure your mattress and bed linens feel good for your body type, and get rid of disturbing digital devices. TVs in the bedroom, these can be too stimulating. And if you like essential oils, you might add a diffuser to your bedroom. Lavender, jasmine, and neroli are some of my personal favorites. One of the best things you can do is follow a consistent sleep schedule with the same wake-up time every day, even on weekends. This helps groove a habit and fine-tunes your internal circadian clock so you fall into a pattern of more regular sleep. During the day, make sure you incorporate physical exercise. If you simply don't have time to work out, you need to listen to my episode. So you don't think you can get fit in 15 minutes a day? Think again. So I'll put that in the show notes. Get natural sunlight. Aim for at least 20 minutes of sunshine every day, preferably in the morning. This triggers your brain to release chemicals that also regulate sleep cycles. If sleep issues are a continual problem, consider keeping a sleep diary so you can notice specific trends or triggers that are affecting your routine. Try a wearable device for feedback about duration of your sleep, and even it monitors quality through the 4 stages of sleep. Now, if you find your insomnia is worsening, very important, find the cause. So you might need a consultation with a sleep specialist. Okay, here are other important steps to prepare your mind and body. Wind down for at least a half hour before bedtime. Just read, do some light stretching, take a warm bath. I like to put my legs up against a wall for an easy inversion yoga pose, which signals the nervous system to calm down and relaxes the legs. I'll do it for 5 to 15 minutes. Also avoid big meals, spicy foods, caffeine, alcohol. Also avoid going to bed hungry or thirsty. So let me share a few of the techniques I taught George. The first is controlled slow breathing. I particularly like the straw breathing technique. This is done by breathing in through the nose, blowing out through softly pursed lips as if you're blowing through a straw. and you make the exhalation longer than the inhalation. Start slowly and focus intentionally on keeping your breath in a slow, steady, uniform stream. It's an ancient pranayama breathing strategy, and it really helps the mind enter a place of tranquility. Experiment for yourself what works best. Another strategy, lie in bed with the lights out as you're readying to sleep and guide yourself through a progressive muscle relaxation. Close your eyes, start with your feet, tense and relax the muscles, ankles, legs, move up through the body, tensing and relaxing. And sometimes you may even fall asleep before you arrive at the top of your head, and that's okay. So one of my personal hacks is to use Ho'oponopono, which I'm certified in, but you don't need to be. It's an ancient Hawaiian practice of forgiveness, and it functions as a tool for restoring self-love and balance. So in practice, it works like a mantra for self-love, and it's super simple. The word Ho'oponopono roughly translates to cause things to move back to balance or to make things right. It's a very Zen concept. So just repeat these four statements. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You can say these in any order or even pick one phrase to repeat over and over. I find for myself it takes my mind off thoughts and worries and it feels cleansing. It works for me. But again, you need to experiment for yourself. The most effective sleep hack of all for me, and the one that worked the most transformationally for George and for many other clients, is Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is one of the most profound ancient wisdom teachings. It's a guided meditation, a method of pratyahara, a withdrawal of the senses, that allows you to scan the body and tap into a state of relaxed consciousness as the mind settles into a place between wakefulness and sleep. Just 30 minutes has been shown to be equivalent to 3 to 4 hours of deep REM sleep, that rapid eye movement. So it's highly restorative and very effective in reducing stress and anxiety. I've even taken time out right in the middle of the day if I'm feeling exhausted, and I'll do it then, or in the middle of the night when I just can't sleep. Rather than worrying about the fact that I'm not sleeping, I listen to one of my recordings of Yoga Nidra, and I know I'm benefiting. Afterwards, I honestly feel totally refreshed, as if I've had a full night's sleep. It also helps to spiritually connect you to your authentic self, so you release old energies, old habits that aren't serving you. That's what makes it so transformational. Plus, when your body and mind are in such a totally immersive, relaxed state of being, everything functions more optimally. So you heal more quickly from injuries or illnesses. In fact, I have many doctors who send me their patients. But even more magical, you're empowered with a connection to your higher self, and your intuition becomes an expression of your inner guru guiding you on your path. George wasn't sleeping at all the first couple of weeks that I worked with him. So he would do Yoga Nidra 3-4 times a night. And it gave him enough restorative rest that he was able to function better, made wiser decisions for his business and his life. So you can access my recordings at restorativemeditation.com. One final secret I want to mention is a breakthrough technology in activating stem cells and also producing more melatonin, a hormone released by the brain at night, which is associated with control of the sleep-wake cycle. So this remarkable technology is highly affordable and something you're easily able to do at home. And since I'm all about natural, this is non-invasive. I'm uber excited that we have this available in our lifetime. I really thought this would only be something in the far off future. So I'm out of time in this episode, but if you'd like more information, visit liveyoungertoday.com. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.